Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you're downloading it from. Thanks very much for downloading us. The A segments, this is 956A. The A's are always the news of the week and especially what it means to you medically so you can live at the top of your curve. The B's, and we have a great guest for you, James Kodish today, is from Mass Eye and Ear and talks about how shingles cases are on the rise and how to protect yourself. Last week, we talked to Shelley Feast about how to reduce food poisoning. And on 954B, Steve Gundry, author of The Longevity Paradox, How to Die Young at Every Age, at any age, if you will. That's my favorite subject, of course. But today, 956A, boys are hitting puberty earlier, partially due to, we'll tell you. Mosquitoes are coming north, so stock up on long sleeves and DEET. Deadly fungal infection has emerged because of global warming. That's the message. But it's not only that global warming is causing this deadly fungal infection. And by the way, they're checking for it in many hospitals now. But it is, in fact, something more sinister than that. The mosquitoes are living, and they are staying north, coming north, with malaria, dengue fever, chikungunya, and West Nile virus. Yeah, these are bad as well as Zika. And researchers think they can use the CRISPR gene editing inside people to cure a form of blindness. And is turkey bacon actually healthier than regular bacon? I'll give you a hint. The answer is no. And is there a link between diabetes and heart failure in men, or is it just in women? And testosterone therapy may threaten your heart. What to do about it? That's right. You should take an aspirin, half in the morning, a baby aspirin, rather, one in the morning, one in the evening, but take it with either having an antacid or, better yet, a half a glass of warm water before and after. Those reduce the side effects by 70%. Let's go through these stories. The first one that I want to cover is a deadly fungal infection has emerged because of global warming. This is Candida auris. You've probably heard of Candida. Well, this is Candida auris. It's relating to the ear. So it's auris, a fungus that can kill anyone who comes in close contact. It was first identified in 2009 in a Japanese patient with an ear infection. Now, the scary part of this, 30% of the people who've been diagnosed with it die. Now, most of those have a immune deficiency of some kind or taking one of the immune deficiency agents that cause decrease in immune function. But it was also found in South Africa, Russia, all at the same time. You said, why did it develop all at the same time in these cities? Because of global warming, unfortunately. And that global warming has caused this. There are 700 confirmed cases in the U.S., and most of them are in New York, Illinois, or New Jersey. A third of the people who get it die from it. We don't have good therapies, but it's because it's warmer up north, they're able to survive up north. And that's true of these mosquitoes, Albo and Aegypti, Albo and Albo Pictus. Those are coming north with Zika, etc. How do you protect yourself? Wear long sleeves, put DEET on your clothes, cover up your legs, put your socks over your pants. I know you look a little dorky, but maybe we'll start a trend so it looks cool, because it is cool to avoid disease. Now, CRISPR, we know this is an editing tool. It helps you find genes inside the cell, cut them. CRISPR is a cutting tool, and then Cas9 or one of those CASs is a something that in fact is able to insert or delete the right thing. Well, it turns out that we think there are cases of blindness. In 5 cases, they're trying it now. And that's at Mass Eye and Ear in Boston starting this fall with 18 additional people. And it looks like it may have some benefit. So CRISPR gene editing right inside your body. Americans aren't getting the message about exercising more and sitting less. In fact, what we found is that Americans, the time of sitting has increased from about 5.9 hours 10 years ago to about 6.2 hours. And we aren't doing any more physical activity than we were. What's the message for you? Get a watch or an alarm clock and have it signal you every hour so that you get up and walk around for at least 2 minutes every hour. Is turkey bacon actually healthier than regular bacon? Well, it has less calories. Classic bacon, one slice, pan-fried, 54 calories. Turkey bacon, about half as much, 30 calories. But it has some of the same bad nitrates, etc. How about that to say it's made with celery nitrates? Is that healthier? We don't know the answer to that. So, as of now, put the bacon, leave the bacon on the shelf. Now, I was told, by the way, we're getting rid of all processed meats at the Cleveland Clinic. And so bacon is one of those. I was told, however, if I got rid of bacon from the visitor area or from the areas that outpatients come to, that if we got rid of the bacon, I would be killed. So we haven't done that, but it is a bad problem. The wellness that congratulates you, the celebrated wellness story of the week. Surgery cures colorectal cancer in almost all stages of the disease as long as it hasn't spread beyond the colon or rectum. That is, as long as it's not already in the liver or lymph nodes, then surgery is able to cure it. And with chemotherapy and immunotherapy, we're getting much more of even the ones that have spread. That's the good news. Most Americans mistakenly use aspirin to prevent heart disease. Well, use it to prevent cancer as well. And to get rid of the side effects, a half a glass of warm fluid, coffee, tea, water, before and after the baby aspirin. So the aspirin lands in the stomach lining, doesn't erode your stomach lining, so it lands in the water rather than the stomach lining. What's the and? Remember, if you do extreme sports, don't take it because there is an increased risk of bleeding with aspirin. But if you wear helmets all the time and you're safe, then talk to your doctor about it. It turns out this is a really good tip. So I'm going to give you a Roizen rule for a younger you. This is one of my rules for a younger you. And what's the rule? The rule is take aspirin if you're worried about one of the 11 cancers, breast cancer and many others, that it helps prevent. And if you have heart disease and you're a good taker of aspirin, meaning you'll take your pills reliably, 47% reduction in first heart attacks, even greater prevention of recurrent heart attacks or strokes. So those are the keys. If you're doing the 6 plus 2, 6 normals plus 2, or 6 plus 2, this is key, getting your blood pressure normal, because high blood pressure also can cause a rupture of blood vessels, and you don't want aspirin on board if you've got a rupture of blood vessels or have high blood pressure. So get your blood pressure controlled. So it's both a Roizen rule for a younger you and a 6 plus 2 normal tip. That is, when you get your blood pressure normal, one of the 6 plus 2 normals, or 6 normals plus 2, as we say, it is key. The other point of this is longevity is going to be the next disruptor. That is, you're going to be able to be half the age you are, and one of the keys will be doing all of those things that keep you young, such as the 6 normals plus 2, and such as taking the baby aspirin twice a day, but take it with warm fluid before and after, so you decrease 70% of the side effects. That goes with another thing. Testosterone therapy, many men and women like it. It increases libido. It seems to increase muscle mass. Does a lot of things that make you feel good. But the one negative of all hormone therapy, whether estrogen or progestin or testosterone, is it increases clotting. So if you're going to think about hormone therapy, you should make sure you're able to take something that decreases clotting, such as that baby aspirin. The boys are hitting puberty earlier. Why? Same reason girls are. They're gaining weight, and that increase in body mass index increases the hormones stored in fat, which seems to relate to both developing diabetes and breast cancer in women, and diabetes and heart disease in men. We don't know about prostate cancer. How common is it? This is another Roizen rule for a younger you. Don't take antibiotics unless they've been prescribed for you. Or, if you will, to get to the 6 plus 2 normals, don't take antibiotics unless they've been prescribed for you. The antibiotic use without prescription, 75% of people who use an antibiotic do it without a prescription. Apparently, they get it from a friend or an unused prescription. Nursing home residents often have preventable complications after being in the hospital. The most common one is they don't take their medicines correctly or aren't started on their medicines correctly. And the second reason is they often fall because they haven't gotten up and walked and strengthened or kept their muscles strong or as strong as they were while they're in the hospital. 28% of the adverse effects involved infections that they got from bugs in the hospital. What consumers want? Most consumers don't understand the supplement use and don't understand clarity, and they don't understand that clarity also when they're buying tablecloths or, if you will, non-stick cookware. It turns out that a lot of the non-stick cookware has a carcinogen attached to it. So you got to get and read the label carefully to know that you're getting something that's healthy. The next story is an obvious one, and I'm sorry I have to say it, but smokers have more complications after skin cancer surgery, and the answer is smokers have more complications after every type of surgery. And the last one is also one of unforced errors. There are strong warnings on, and you have to sign an I pledge form, actually, on when you're taking one of the strong acne medicines called Retin-A or isotretinoin. And let me get the exact numbers. It's isotretinoin, or there's another one that is very similar to it, and I'm blanking on the name of it, and I apologize. I'll try and find that. But the isotretinoin is a large dose of vitamin A. It's such a large dose as it causes serious birth defects. It turns out that a large number of women, although they know you shouldn't get pregnant when you're on that, you should be, and you have to take a pledge to have birth control or not have intercourse, that there are pregnancies with it. That's an unforced error that causes your child and you a lot of problems for the rest of your life. Don't make that unforced error. Okay, keys, the biggest source. I'm not going to do that one. Keys, boys hitting puberty early. Keep your kids thin. Mosquitoes are coming north. Wear DEET and long clothes. Is turkey bacon healthier than regular? Well, it's about half the calories, but other than that, we don't know and don't think it is. CRISPR is coming and may be able to edit your genes in the near future and prevent things like blindness. Testosterone therapy may threaten your heart, and the key for being half the age you are, that is, this is the Be Half the Age You Are segment, and the key was, if you're taking a hormone therapy like estrogen or progesterone or testosterone, talk to your doc about something that decreases clotting like aspirin, but take the aspirin with half a glass of warm water before and after, or warm fluid before and after. It decreases the side effects of the aspirin and causing gastrointestinal bleeding by 70%. And remember, there is a benefit to the aspirin that's greater than that just from preventing heart attacks or strokes, which it does, by the way, if you take it reliably, 47% of the time. If you don't take it reliably, there's a rebound and it's worse for you. But if you take it reliably, it not only does that, but it decreases nine, maybe 11 cancers, including stomach, esophageal, colon, rectum, breast, lung, and some leukemias by more than 20%. So it has an anti-cancer benefit. Baby aspirin, one in the morning, one in the evening, with half a glass of warm fluid before and after. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is the A segment, the latest news of the week and what it means to you, so that you can be half the age you are. Or another way of thinking it, are you going to get to longevity as the next disruptor and thrive when you're 105? That's right, by doing all the things you hear on this show, or at least a lot of them. Thanks very much for listening. We have a great guest coming up for you. As I said, the guest on 956B is from Mass Eye and Ear. His name, James Kodosh. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. A physician talking about how to protect yourself from eye infection with shingles. We'll be back next week with another A segment, but keep downloading the B's as well. And thanks, Randall, for great engineering. But thank you, our listeners, for motivating us to keep doing this. Hope we do it well enough for you. Thanks again.